This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Eric Rolf of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Unfortunately, a little more of the same. We're down in both corn and soybeans, although we are seeing a little life out of the wheat market. But the technical damage that was done yesterday in the row crops was pretty significant. And it's going to be difficult to overcome here short term, but we really need to as we're flirting with the contract low in the December 24 corn. That is 395.5. The low overnight was 397.5. So, you know, not dangerously close. We are razor thin edge close here. And the same can't be said of the November soybeans as far as the reference to the contract low. However, we are sitting at new lows for the move here in the last 24 hours and really need to see that 10-15 area hold short term. And maybe give us a chance to, from a chart standpoint, to push back up to a chart gap that was left on Sunday night open. And that's clear back up at 10:45, so about 30 cents away here. In the case of the wheat, it's kind of surprising to see this strength as we're about 90% harvested, and we are still seeing record yields all over the country from the winter wheat standpoint. But spring wheat's kind of been leading the way there as drought conditions have been kind of plaguing the Dakotas and up into the Canadian prairie where most of that spring wheat is grown.
So you talk about that technical price movement to the downside. Is that based on the overall numbers and just kind of looking at everything in the ag marketplace, or is it based on coming up at the end of the month and now moving over into August?
I think it's kind of a combination of a few things, but if I had to point to maybe the biggest and most specific, it would be the fact that you've got a lot of private estimates looking for higher than previously printed yields from the USDA in the reports coming out on August 12th.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. September corn down 2.5 at 380.25. August soybeans down 3.25 at 10.25.25. August soybean meal unchanged at 354.10. August soybean oil down 26 cents at 43.04. On the Merc, August live cattle down 57 cents at 186.55. August feeder cattle down $1.10 at 256.15. August lean hogs up 2 cents at 92.30. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.